Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
I'm here with game design student Robin Channon, and to talk about a little bit about the Train to Game course and why you got involved. But first of all, let's start with an easy one. What got you interested in video games?
I've liked video games since I was probably about five. My mum used to work in a little cafe in a small place called Borden, down near you guys, I suppose. And she worked there. I used to go in after school and play on the original Space Invaders and a funny little game called, I think it was called Track 10 or something like that. It was a racing game with steering wheels. Crazy game. Loved it. So they're the main reason, I guess.
Why did you choose to study a Train to Game then?
I got a leaflet through the door one day, and I'd always been quite interested in gaming, and I decided that I'd give Train to Game a go. I'd not heard anything bad about them like you do with some companies, and I thought, why not give it a go? It seemed financially a good idea for me at the time, and here I am, you know, working as I do. So yeah, pretty good, pretty pleased.
So why did you decide to take the game designer course in particular?
I've always had a passion for writing and designing, whether it be little bits of artwork or poems or anything like that. I'm really, really, really interested in that field, and game design just seems to sort of follow. I have a great passion for games. I love playing them. I love taking them to pieces and see how they work. And I thought, well, what better way to get into that than actually designing my own games and being able to kind of build them from the start rather than take them apart and put them back together.
Cool. Tell me a bit about yourself. What were you doing before you started your Train to Game course?
I was actually working for a company as a delivery driver. I delivered TVs and games consoles and things like that. Very mundane job, very uninteresting. A lot of hours, a lot of hard work. And I needed a change in direction. I needed to do something different and, you know, take my life in a new direction. Make myself some more money, basically, as well, because it's not a very well-paid job being a delivery driver. So they're the biggest reasons, I guess.
Good. And what's been your favourite part of your course so far?
I think definitely getting a placement at DR Studios. In fact, I go at the beginning of March over to lovely Milton Keynes to start my internship at DR Studios for the 2 months. I'm really looking forward to that. I jumped around the room for about 20 minutes when Dave phoned me and told me that I'd got the position. So I was really chuffed with that.
And what are you hoping to achieve on your placement then?
Again, invaluable experience, I think. Be able to, learn what it's really like in a game studio rather than sort of sitting there and thinking, oh, they sit around and play games all day. I really want to learn, as much as I can in the short space of time I've got there, and then hopefully take that on to bigger and better things for myself.
Good. And last question from me. What do you want to achieve with Train to Game this year?
I'd like to come out of it as a potential designer. I'd like to be able to come out and possibly work for somebody else. I think my biggest goal would be to be independent. I love the idea of working for myself with a team around me, and that's something that I think later on in the future, maybe a few years down the line when I've gained some experience in some other studios, I'd look at doing myself.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.